Boy, what a special day here with Whitney Merciless at Station 51. It's one of those fire stations that lost two firefighters. Four were lost in that blaze about a month ago.
Yeah.
How special is this for you to just kind of say thanks?
Yeah, it's very special, you know, because, you know, I understand, for me, I understand it as a concept, you know, as here at the Houston Texans, we are as a unit. We work as a team. You know, we are each other's keeper, you know, type of brothers. And the same thing with the firefighters. They go into a blazing fire and they have to watch each other back to, you know, every single detail, every step of the way. And to have two brothers, you know, to fall in combat like that, it's very sad. It's very tragic. And it's just awesome for us, you know, come out today and just, you know, pay our respects. You know, do something very special for the families, you know, for the station here. So it's pretty awesome.
Such a sacrifice by them, but they've been so happy to see you guys. What sort of stuff have they said to you today?
The only thing that, you know, mostly what they've said is just they're very appreciative, you know, of what we've done and things like that. And it's, you know, it's great. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you do a good deed and it's just, you know, it feels great. It, you know, makes your heart light, things like that. And, you know, it's just a great feeling all around.
You know, they've said that, but I also heard them sneaking in some football questions. So I don't feel too bad asking football questions about you. You've had a good offseason, OTAs, minicamp, all that stuff. The team has been on a break since, you know, mid-June. You haven't been on a break, though. In addition to everything you did with Cedric Smith, the strength and conditioning coach, you've been doing some stuff on your own, haven't you?
Yeah, most definitely. So, like, OTAs and minicamps were over with. I took about, you know, 3 days rest or so, and then I went straight out to Phoenix, Arizona, trained at API Athletes Performance. And, you know, I was just thinking that this is my second year. I wanted to be big. I want to be, you know, in the greatest shape that I can. I want to learn, you know, have all my mechanics down no matter what the situation is, you know. And what better place to go to Phoenix, you know, a hot, dry, desolate, you know, spot, but, you know, perfect training condition, you know, to come back to Houston, you know. And just training out there for about 3 weeks, I've definitely, you know, improved in a lot of areas and things like that. Body-wise, just like, I feel great. I feel faster. I feel like I'm fluid, you know, and I can't wait to, you know, start training camp and just show what I can prove.
That's exciting to hear. And, you know, a lot. I know one thing you've also worked on is hand work. We always see it working on the bags, working with the gloves and everything. What's different in that regard, and why do you work on that so much?
What's different in that is just basically, like, so it's kind of like martial arts a little bit, you know, hand-to-hand combat. Of course, you know, I'm battling out there with the offensive tackles, offensive line and whatnot. And, you know, just trying to keep those hands off me because I don't want to, you know, get snagged up. You know, Dwayne Brown might, you know, snag me up, you know, try to hold me or something like that. So I don't want him to snag me. But, you know, it's very important to the game, you know, to the game and things like that. And, it's just repetition, so that you get your hands up and it just works in for you in the game and creates sacks.
Whitney, hope we see a lot of sacks this year. It's always good talking with you, and have a good rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, same here. Can't wait.